Iraq undergoes biggest unrest in 2 years. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Iraq is experiencing its bloodiest time since the demise of Saddam Hussein 2 years ago. A curfew has been imposed in Baghdad and three adjacent provinces in an attempt to curb the outbreak of a possible civil war. Tensions are running explosively high, and fears are that recent sectarian violence may tip the country over the brink. Recent tit-for-tat demolitions of mosques by both Sunni and Shiite factions have brought tens of thousands of protesters onto the streets, many vowing for revenge against attacks on their populations and places of worship. Iraq's Foreign Minister Hoshea Zebari has called for calm and warned insurgents against trying to whip up hatred that could easily spill over into all-out civil war. He called it the most serious challenge to the country's stability. The spark which ignited the latest unrest, spiraling many parts of Iraq into a state of near anarchy, was the destruction of the Golden Mosque in the town of Samarra, north of Baghdad. The mosque contains the remains of two imams who were descendants of the Prophet Muhammad. The influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr blamed Sunni Muslims for the outrage and called for revenge. Within hours of the blast, which almost reduced one of Shiite Islam's most hallowed shrines to rubble, waves of reprisal attacks began across Iraq. Angered Shiites attacked at least 60 Sunni mosques, and the ensuing violence left over 100 people dead. Iraq's most revered Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, has tried to quell his followers' fury by imploring them not to attack Sunni mosques.